You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Good morning, and this is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, helping to build stronger and better lives. And I am so excited today as we join another International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio show discussing the book Think and Grow Rich, an awesome opportunity for growth. As a matter of fact, the organization, International Mastermind Association, with the accountability process and system, has created many other businesses and many other opportunities for individuals that have been participating as members. The National Association of Black Women in Construction actually was born out of the International Mastermind Association as a part of my personal growth and development and the goals that were set during the time of masterminding. And as a result of that, we are blessed today to have one of our members from the Northwest Florida who's going to be coming on talking again about her experience with the book. Carol will be joining us, and last week she did an awesome job sharing her experiences, her life experiences, and the impact that the book has had on her. And as a result of that, we're going to continue that conversation today, but a little different in that a very special intern who has been interning with MCO Construction for the summer, and she expressed her desire to have a future in communication. And as a part of that future in communication, she has been hosting for the last few weeks her own blog talk radio show on this station. And so with that, I am going to introduce to some and share with others special who has actually grown tremendously from her interaction. And actually special, I just want to share with all of our listeners that the show that you did this week with the interns from MCO was an awesome, awesome show. So with that, I'm going to turn the program over to Special Butler, and Special will be introducing our special guest, Carol. And also just want to mention that as we discuss Think and Grow Rich, if you have a copy, you can join in the conversation by pressing 1 on your phone and raising your hand to let us know you want to participate in the show. So with that, Special, thank you so very much. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Thank you, Ms. McNeil, for that. I'm good, and I appreciate you for acknowledging that, and I thank you.
I listened to last week's show, and I'm just so anxious to continue the conversation regarding the self-confidence formula. The first comment first, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistence, continuous action towards its attainment, and I here now promise to rear such action. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person.
So my question is for Carol.
how do you come to the point of developing the self-confidence formula and sticking to it when there are so many things pulling you in different directions? If there are, and just to add this in, if there are others on the line that will also like to comment, please remember to push number one on our keypad and we'll open your mic. So, Carol, my question to you again is, how did you come to the point of developing the self-confidence formula and sticking to it when there are so many things pulling in different directions?
That's a very good question, and it is a pleasure to be with you this morning. One of the things that proved very important to me was that I refined my ability to listen. And lots of times what we do when we say we are listening, we're thinking inside our minds about what we are going to say next rather than what the person is actually saying to us. And I had to stop it. I really had to stop, because when you are thinking while someone else is talking, you're not really listening. And so something that proved very important for me was I had to learn how to quiet my mind. Lots of times I meet people that says, oh, my brain is going, and it just goes all the time. Well, for me, I found that that was not healthy. It was not healthy at all, because when you have a mind that continues to race, it doesn't get proper rest. And so what I had to do was I had to learn how to quiet my mind. And in the book, Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, he talks about it, and this is in the section on auto-suggestion. He talks about how to get yourself in a quiet place and how to remove all of the thoughts from your mind. And the way we do that is, for some of us, we think about a calm, quiet place, and we meditate on just that one statement. We don't think about how we're going to pay the light bill. We don't think about the groceries we're going to pick up at the store. We don't think about the soccer game or our favorite TV show. We clear everything from the mind. And we have to learn how to slow down our thinking, slow it down so that we can put a stop. And in the book, and it's somewhere around page 71, he does tell us how to focus. He teaches us how to get quiet spots, how to write down what are the things that we really, really want in life, and how to learn how to develop our senses, the five senses we've been given, to feel and to absorb the things that we say that we want through all five of our senses. And it's not just writing it down. It is closing your eyes to visualize your success. If it's a school test and you want to pass it, see yourself taking that test. See yourself calm. See yourself recalling those answers for that test. See yourself walking to the front. See yourself receiving something that says you passed. And it's that visualization. But the first step has always got to be the quieting of the mind. The author tells us about the written statement, how important it is to have things that are written down. And sometimes I'm really embarrassed when people come over to my house, because I got all these notes all over the place. And it looks like, it looks kind of like, and I try to keep them in the back end of the house so that you'll see them when you come in right away. But when you turn that corner to go to my bathroom, it's like a peripheral of little stickies all over the wall that keep me reminded of my goals, my purpose, and my objectives, and my strongest desire. And so that's my technique that I use to keep me from shifting, because it's just like you said, we are bombarded with messages all day, every day, if not from our friends, from television, from radio, from newspaper. And so we have to create an anchor. This is who I am. This is where I'm headed, and this is what I'm going to do. And we have to be firm with it. And we have, you know, and we've got to reiterate and repetitiveness. Continue to repeat the messages. because it feeds the spirit when we repeat the messages. And so that's the technique I use. Is there anyone else who has a suggestion? Yes, ma'am.
Hello,
yes,
good morning.
Carol, this I'm sorry for interrupting, but I heard Carol ask if anyone else had any suggestions. This is Sharon Jackson, and I was so excited to listen to what you were saying about quieting the mind because, you know, you can be making a specific point, trying to get someone to understand exactly what it is that they're doing that could help them, and you could tell that what they're doing, instead of listening, they're thinking their response to you, so they're not listening. So that, what an excellent comment. The other thing that's so important in terms of what you were saying is that, yes, we are bombarded all the time, all the time. You know, with the television, we're bombarded. We're bombarded with these the kids and adults playing these games on their phone, on their iPad. You're bombarded with things all the time. We had a gentleman on Mr. Best about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he was saying he totally disconnected. And he says that all he does is listen to tapes, feeding his mind all the time. So I just wanted to make sure that I totally, totally heard exactly what you said, and I was just very excited. So I'm going to go back and let Special do what she needs to do, but I just wanted to make sure that you understood how excited that I am about your comments. I'll go back on mute.
Hello, Carol.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, back to the comment that you made about how you said that you were ashamed that when people came over to your house that they saw sticky notes everywhere because that's where your thoughts are and all of your ideas and things like that. But I would say, me personally, I wouldn't be ashamed of that because if that's your message and if that's what you have to do to express yourself, if that's something that helps you think or comes up with more creative ideas, that's something I wouldn't be ashamed of. I actually like that idea. I think it's a really good idea to have them post it everywhere where you can read it every day, how many ever times a day that you may need to read it to remind yourself that of your goals and your ideas. So I think that that's a really great idea and method that you have.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And the book says that the subconscious mind will translate into reality a thought driven by courage. When you first traveled, Carol, by your friends and family, how did you respond to them when they asked you, were you afraid of failing, if you were afraid of not ever getting married, if you were afraid of just actually taking on your goal and your dream?
When I first started on the journey, I wasn't as self-assured as I am now. And, of course, I knew, and this was just for me, that there were going to be people who were a part of my circle that would have to fall away. And what I mean by that is some of the people I used as a crutch and others used me as a crutch. And so I knew that part of my success, I would have to separate from them. And so what I did was I took a really good look at some of the people that were in the story. Because, you know, it's been said that some people bring things and some take away. There are other people who multiply and some who simply divide. And so I made a list. I made a list of the people who were a part of my life, and I took a great look, the best I could, at what exactly role did they play in my life. Because sometimes when we think we're getting something from them, we actually are not. What I noticed was there were people in my life who were time busters, is what I call it. They would just had no goal, no aim. It was just wasting my time. And it was not that it was purposeful for them. It was just the way that they lived. And I also knew that if I wanted to have something, there were going to be those people that I was just going to have to step away from. And so for me, it had to be the ability to step away from the people who were not feeding my dream. The other part to it was I had to be willing to meet new people, because I knew there were some people out there that thought like I thought, who were going to read the books that I read, who were just excited and passionate about thinking and growing rich, and who would, if I channeled myself with my auto suggestions, then there would be that magnetism that would draw these people into my life. And what I decided for myself is that I wanted to be able to recognize them, because my problem was sometimes I could not see who people were until it was way late for me. And so I prayed for a discerning spirit. I prayed for a spirit that would be able to recognize who they were. Was it a diamond in the rough, or was it a vampire who was going to suck all the life out of me? And so I had to make some decisions, and I didn't so much base it on how they interacted with someone else, but I more so interacted in what I was getting or what I was feeling from those particular people. And I guess the final step is learning to be what I call self-entertaining. See, a lot of us have this innate ability to want, we have to have people all the time around us, feeding us and pumping us up and being our cheerleader. And so what we have to learn to be is self-entertaining. Learn how to entertain yourself. Learn how to get in your car, go to dinner, and enjoy having dinner alone. Learn how to not have this overwhelming need for people, because what that presents for you sometimes is that clinginess. We have to learn, especially as geniuses, and I call it a genius society, because we are a part of what I call the collective, and these are people who think just a realm above, who exercise, like the author talks about, self-discipline, perseverance, who have this great innate passionate ability to know that it is more than what we see made available to us. And so for me, I had to learn, and that's part of the discipline. I have to learn to be self-entertaining. So I had to be willing to give up some things for the goals I had in mind. I had to be willing to give up some of those people who were not feeding that particular part of me, that spiritual growth that I was seeking. And so I made up my mind early on that that was going to be something that I was willing to do, whether it was family, friends, people I had known since fifth grade, oh, my God. So I just had to be willing to shed some skin. I had to be willing to shed some skin. And part of that also meant shedding parts of who I was, because there were parts of me that was clinging. There were parts of me that wasted a lot of time. There were parts of me that wanted to procrastinate. There were parts of me that wanted to sleep late every other day. And so I had to evaluate my own habits. And from my habits, I was able to take an inventory. And the author tells us, and this is on the chapter of organized planning, he does talk a lot about taking the self-inventory and the questionnaire about who we are and where it is we're going. And he tells us how to do it. And so that became an important part of the book for me, especially when I achieved great success, and especially when the plan did not go exactly right. This is where I go. And that's the chapter, that's in the chapter on organized planning. Your comments?
Thank you. I agree with everything you said, and especially the part when you said you have to have that, you know, that drive, that persistence, and just to continue to just keep on doing what you're doing, because that's really important, especially when you have a dream and a definite dream that you are sure and you are, that you stand firm in, that you want to fulfill.
So, again, if there are any others on the line that would also like to comment, please remember to push number one on your keypad, and we will open up your mic. Thank you.
This is Sharon Jackson again. I'd like to make a comment, if it's all right, about something, a couple of points that Carol made. Is that okay, Special?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. I thought it was very interesting, Carol, when you said, talked about time wasters. It is, and to be able to enjoy entertaining yourself, because I think people don't realize the dependence that we have on other people entertaining us. And that was very interesting. I started immediately taking note on my own life in terms of what I personally do as a time waster, how much I personally rely on other people to fill time. When I've decided, I've read, I've done this, I've done that, but it's really interesting. You made some very, very, very important points. And I also was interesting when you said, I have to make some adjustments into the people that will take me to the next level. And I said, well, that's interesting because, how do you do that? Because a lot of people are already traveling in certain circles. So how do you change the circles? And then you start talking about magnetizing your mind to draw people to you, and then the discerning spirit. That was very interesting. If you can, I'd be very interested, unless someone else has their hand up, and I do see that there are other people that have their hand up. But I would be very interested to hear a little bit more about that, and then I'll be quiet. I'll go back on mute.
Okay. That's a very good thought and comment. I start with saying that. Excellent, in fact, because all of us have an agenda. And what we want to see, those of us who are genuine, who eagerly pursue, who work from a place of discipline. But it's something about the fire. It's something about the fire. And the author does talk about it in the chapter on desire. He talks a lot about that desire. When he talks about, and he starts the book off about it, and what he's telling us is we have got, even when we have no money, if we have that dream, that goal that's deeply embedded in each of us, others are going to see it. People will recognize who you are. They will recognize who you are, and they will feed your dream if they are the right person for your circle. And a lot of the times what we get back from other people is negative expressions or, again, they're feeding that part of us that they somehow haven't well developed, and it's fear. And so, again, going back to the author, because he talks a lot about fear. And for that section of the book, it is in the back of the book because he calls them ghosts. For me, it used to be the fear, not the fear so much of a failure, but the fear of my success. And I had decided, well, if I accomplish that, then what do I do next? Well, where would I go? Who would I have? What would I do? Because in my small circle, and that was the circle I started out with, that meant leaving behind a lot of the people I had so endearly embraced for so many years. But what I learned, that one of the things that I could do, for example, if it was family, if it was loved ones, I would put a timer on it. I make an announcement. Well, I'm only going to be here for 20 minutes. And when the 15 minutes was up, I said, well, I got 5 minutes. And then I let them know, well, okay, it's time for me to go. And that way I can still spend time, but now have a limit on what I'm going to do at that junction. And so when we know that we're operating for a place of discernment, sometimes we have to go back and learn how to teach people how to treat us. And what I mean by that is we have to say, I got a limited amount of time that I can spend in this arena because I am focused and I do intend to meet the demands of my schedule. And so I can't just sit on the porch and throw rocks in the river. I've got a goal, and I intend to accomplish that dream. And when we make it up in our minds, before we arrive to the place, okay, this is how it's going to work, and we plan ahead, organized planning, again, we go from the author Napoleon Hill. He talks about these things. He talks about how to structure yourself so that you can get the things that you are passionate about, how to acquire your dream. So if you're a person with that fire inside and you just don't know what to do, how to get to that next level, the author is very vivid in his instructions. It's just taking that book apart and eating bite after bite after bite. And so that's what I do. I make writing notes all in the margin, different colors, highlighted, different colors. And I keep a little book. So when I feel myself in a place where I don't have anything to do, hey, I got a little notebook. And I whip it out. And I remind myself, this is what I'm about today. This is who I am. And this is where I'm headed. And that's what solidifies my dream for me. Anybody else have comments? Okay.
Actually, yes. I see like three different people that have their hands up. I'm going to open up the mic. I see a number, the last four digits are 7528. I'm going to open up your mic. I believe that it's Deborah Thompson. Deborah, your mic is open.
Good morning. How are you? Enjoyed your discussion. And I guess I have to just chime in on the piece that you were talking about where you have to shed friends or shed your associates and change your environment so that you can move forward. And sometimes it's very painful because I think we love the people that we have to leave, but sometimes it's necessary to get where you're going to have to shed some of the people that you've known for years or some of the people that you've learned to love or whatever it is. And then I think you find joy, though, at the other end when you get to know new people and start learning new values or learning to accept things in a different way. So that's all a part of the learning process of getting to where you're going. So I think that the book does help us take those steps and improve our lives for the betterment of ourselves and for our families and for the world, even to be a part of a new world.
Great comments. And I thank you for that. I like the fact and the idea that you called it a new world. I really love that.
It's
term.
Like a brave new world. I don't know if you remember the book, The Brave New World.
Yes,
but it talks about things that are probably going on right now. It was more about the Industrial Revolution where things were changing so fast and people were changing. Some people were not changing, and that's what's happening now. Not to prolong this, but I heard the other day a statement that said that within the next 5 to 10 years that we think that people being unemployed is bad now. It's going to be even worse because as our technology takes over, a lot of the jobs that we're accustomed to doing, if we don't retrain and learn how to do them electronically, we won't be employed because there won't be any use for some of the things that we've been doing the way we've been doing it for the last 20 years. Things are going to change again, and it's changing so rapidly that we may or may not be improving.
You know, I'm glad that you brought that point up because sometimes I sit and I think, and I was thinking about the book this week, Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, and I am amazed how this volume of his work, it is like simply timeless. It's as if you adapt these principles, if you digest, if you munch, eat, snack, and digest this book, the principles that you're going to embrace are simply timeless. You can go back to the lesson on desire. You can go back to the lesson on faith 2 years from now, 3 years from now, and I promise you, you will get a different product of who you are.
I think you're just, not to interrupt you, but I think you are just, you're just right. I mean,
yeah.
And what I have done is taken each of the, I call them the 13 principles for success right now, and I've memorized
yeah.
them, and a lot of times I use them in my speeches and when I'm coaching and when I'm talking to young people. And just use all 13 of those principles, and if you do that, we're going to succeed.
Yes. Timelessness of the book that does that.
Well, it's the principles. I think it's more the principles
yes.
that we get out of the books, and the
yes.
the thoughts that come out of that. It helps you move endlessly into a new environment, a new world, a new, you know, we got a new world order.
Absolutely, we do.
Yes, and just to make a comment, this is special. I really suggest people to read, get the book of Think and Grow Rich and also read it because it teaches, it has principles and just different things that I don't think people realize that it different things that it has in here is four steps to success and fulfilling your dreams. And we have another caller. Last four digits is 0184. So I'm going to open up her mic. Good morning, Ms. McNeil.
Good morning again. Thank you. Special, you're doing an awesome job. I just wanted to have you, if you could share with us a little bit about our guest, Carol, because I think that she has such an awesome resume. It would be great for people to know who's sharing all of these words of wisdom.
Hello. Good morning. Yes, Carol is. She's a student of the Napoleon Hill philosophy, and she learned to reinvent herself because I know that when she was younger, her mother did all that she could to make sure she was taken care of and things like that. So the book offered a formula that grounded Carol and gave her a closer look of who she really was. She was the only child, and I remember last week's show she discussed about that she was lied to. She was lied to about not that she was not going to be successful, that she wasn't pretty, and that she was never going to make it, that she wasn't going to amount to anything, that she was going to be just like her father. And here today, on this radio show, she has proven otherwise, and she has shown that she was the opposite of what everything was said to her and what everybody told her. And I think that that is a great accomplishment, and that's also gives people like me, my age, because I'm young, you know, I'm 18 years old, giving me, looking up to her, like, wow, like, she has done all these things and proven all these people wrong, so it gives me like more hope that one day, because I know one day that I'll be just like her, successful in doing what she does. And I'm sure she still has more success to come. So I just want to say that about Carol.
Great.
And
also,
I appreciate
you.
Yeah.
I
also
do thank you for those accolades.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
No problem. And if we have any more questions, you can press 1. or any last comments anybody would like to add?
If I can, this is Sharon Jackson. That was a very good synopsis as to who Carolyn is. But you know what? There's another couple of things I'd like to add in there. Just about Carol, that she has proven by these last 2 weeks that she is a student of the Napoleon Hill philosophy and the timelessness of that. And that's what she was saying when she was talking to Deborah, that it's timeless. It doesn't matter if you are 60 or if you are 18. The principles are something that it doesn't matter how old, it doesn't matter the time or the space. A principle works. It works from when Carol was 18, and it works, a principle that is true will work when you are 18. But in addition to being a student of Napoleon Hill, Carol is also a state-certified contractor and also in her spare time. She's a freelance writer. She's a graduate of Springfield College, and she has a master's degree, and she is also a doctoral candidate. So, you know, I think the reason why we called Carol back is that she has a lot going on in her life, and she came a long way. And Special did a very, very good job in being able to bring that to fore. Okay. Now, Special, I'm going to give it back to you, and you have more callers that would like to make a comment. So I'm going to go back on mute so that you can bring on, it looks like, Jada that has a comment.
Yes, good morning. Jada, I'm going to open up your mic so you are able to share your comment. Good morning, Jada.
Good morning, Special, and everyone on the show this morning. I just wanted to point out and say that I think it's a great and valid point that Ms. Jackson and Ms. Carol, and I think even Ms. Thompson, has even expressed how the timelessness of the book and the faithful principles for success, and how if you follow these and read them, and Special saying, not just go and buy the book, but open the book, you will quickly learn. I was so, I had an aha moment after going through chapters 4 and 5 and saying, oh my gosh, I see what that my fellow book readers of Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, are saying. I can see how quickly you want to make it through the book, practice these principles, and how easily and quickly it will be for you to read this a second time, a third time, a fourth time. I think even one of the ladies in our group, she said this is her fifth read. And I, you know, the old Jada would have been like, oh my gosh. But as Miss Deborah has expressed, the new world, the new you, looking at it through new visions, you're able to go around your old friends and teach them how to treat you or train them to how you want to treat you, you'll be excited because you will see the growth or eager to see the growth that other people are expressing and experiences from the book in yourself. So for me, I am just so excited to make it through the book one time, and I just want to get my numbers up and read it 3 and 4 times because I can see the value of what the knowledge is that I'm going to be receiving from the book. The more times you read it, it's like a movie. You might have missed something you didn't catch before. So I'm just so excited to read it again. I can't wait to make it through all my practices, all my principles, and read it again so I can get that second phase of awakening. I just want to thank you ladies for expressing that because it really keeps me excited. And, you know, sometimes you get so caught up, especially when you're coming from corporate America or transitioning, you get so caught up when you know how to train your clients. You know how to train that business to you. You know how to be received by those people. But it's the ones in our closest circles that we waste our time with that may not be able to see our value because they're so used to us being so accessible and common to them. So it's just as important as we train our clients. We have to train all of our circles on how we want to be treated and also how we want to be received because that will keep you focused and aligned with achieving your goals or your dreams. So I'm just excited, and I think this is a fabulous show this morning, and I've taken notes and little nuggets from all the women on the show, and I think Saturday mornings, this is my new favorite spot.
Thank you, Dana, so much. Our show is coming to an end, so I'm going to ask Carol, if she could wrap up, if she would have any final comments she would like to add to this morning's show. Carol?
Okay, sure. Thank you, and thank everyone for participating in the with your comments this morning. If I had a closing thought this morning, it would be to keep reading. Keep reading and keep working your plan. And as you move through your week, as you go through your day, reflect on some of the things that were said this morning. And reflect on some of the things that you're going to add or delete from your plan. Go back, review, revisit, and revise your plan. And look at some of the specialties that the book does offer. For me, sometimes, I guess it depends on the place where I am in my life. And I love the way Jada said that. When I go back and I review, I always catch a little something new that I saw it before, but perhaps it didn't jump off the page the way it does this time. So my aha moments do increase. They change. And I guess that's dependent, again, on where I am in the new world order, as Deborah Thompson put it. So my best advice would be to continue to read. And some of the things I do with people that are in my closest circle is I talk to them about principles. And we used to get together. We used to talk about who got shoes on sale and the new nice handbag that came out. And did you notice the style was changing? That's what they kind of basically want to talk about. And what I'm talking about is my passion, my dream, my goals, how something didn't work. And then I go to, here's probably why that didn't work. What do you think? And so what I'm doing usually basically when I'm on the phone in a conversation, yeah, I'm listening about the shoes and the handbags, but I'm also teaching them something of what I learned, and that's from my book. And what I notice is when I start to drive them towards the book, they used to be a little bit resistant. Now we're just getting embracing it. What page you said that was on? And so they're starting to embrace what it is that I embrace because they see my success. And so, again, it comes back to training people to talk about and to think about what we need for them to do for us, how to feed us, and in return, it feeds them as well. And so in closing is to keep reading. Keep reading, keep absorbing, revisit, revise and review, and most of all, keep listening to the radio show on Saturday morning, 8 o'clock. And remember, it's about thinking to grow rich. So that will be my closing remarks.
Thank you so much, Carol, and I know you will be a great role model to everybody else out there, just like you are to me. So I thank you again for being on the show and sharing your comments and telling us more about you and your success. So we're going to close the show. I thank everybody for calling in and adding in their comments. So we will meet again next week, Saturday, and have a nice weekend.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-302002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-302002.